The Lord be with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Some of the scribes and Pharisees said to Jesus, "Teacher, we wish to see a sign from you." He said to them in reply, "An evil and unfaithful generation seeks a sign, but no sign will be given it, except the sign of Jonah the prophet. Just as Jonah was in the belly of the whale 3 days and three nights, so will the Son of Man be in the heart of the earth 3 days and three nights. At the judgment, the men of Nineveh will arise with this generation and condemn it, because they repented at the preaching of Jonah, and there is something greater than Jonah here. At the judgment, the queen of the south will arise with this generation and condemn it, because she came from the ends of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon, and there is something greater than Solomon here." The Gospel of the Lord. Do you know what the wall is? No, I'm not referring to the Pink Floyd song, "Another Brick in the Wall." It's what I experienced around the seventh week of studying Spanish in Mexico. I had tried my best to learn the language. I had even eaten the spicy food and even drank tequila to try to learn the language. But nothing worked. I knew it was futile, and I wanted to give up. But for some reason, I kept going for three more weeks, mostly because the bishop made me. And something miraculous happened. I got over the wall, and I started learning extremely fast. Words automatically started coming to mind. Sentences virtually formed themselves. And I was having fun. I didn't even need the tequila anymore. You see, the wall was a psychological barrier, making me want to give up. But on the other side of the wall was another world, a bilingual world. And the wall was just keeping me from it. Another kind of wall is what some people call the 7-year itch, where married people have long finished their honeymoon and now wish their honey was on the moon. Divorce rates are extremely high around the 7th year of marriage. But if you stay faithful through that wall, you'll find another world, a better world, on the other side. Your 25th anniversary, your 50th anniversary. In the first reading from Exodus, the Israelites also hit the wall and want to give up on Moses and God. It may very well have been 7 days after they had left Egypt, and they see the Egyptians in hot pursuit of them and the Red Sea in front of them blocking their escape. And they complain to Moses, "Why did you bring us out of Egypt? Far better if we had stayed slaves in Egypt than to die here in the desert." They were ready to give up. But Moses pleads with them to be faithful, not to give up. And God makes the Red Sea into two walls on either side, allowing the Israelites safe passage. If we have faith in God, He will change our walls of frustration and doubt into walls of salvation, where a new world, a better world, awaits on the other side. Did you know that God also hit a wall once? God created the heavens and the earth in 6 days, and then He stopped. But God didn't stop because He felt like giving up. He stopped to show us what to do when we feel like giving up. Every 7 days, We should rest in the Lord. We should renew our faith in Him so that we can keep going for another 7 days. That's the meaning of the Sabbath, or our Sunday, a day to rest, but also to renew our faith. Some people say they like coming to Mass here to get their Father John fix. But what they really need is a faith fix. To remember that God can change our walls of desperation into walls of salvation. We all hit walls sooner or later, studying Spanish, in our marriages, in our jobs, indeed, every week. But if you get your faith fix, you'll see that a better world awaits you on the other side, and you won't even need the tequila. Praised be Jesus Christ. Amen.